The whole show is about people trying to take this guy's property from him. That's basically the gist of the whole show. The world wants the Yellowstone Ranch. They don't want him to farm cattle anymore. It's environmentally dangerous. They don't think one family ought to own this giant swath of property. Sheridan, Tyler Sheridan, yeah, is the creator of the Yellowstone series. So despite the moral failings of the characters and of the language or what have you, which I just warned you about, the point in all three seasons is Kevin Costner is not, he's the dad. Don Dutton. He's not going to let the casino operators and the guys that want to build an airport and the guys that want to come in now and want to build a super duper Hollywood, $3 million home subdivision or development of homes. He's not going to let them have his property. He's going to raise his cattle as seven generations have, and his family is going to stay on the property as well. There's just something to that. Yeah, the Dutton Farm, Yellowstone Ranch. So, our friends at the TFP, John Horvat, Thomas Drake and others. What is the P in TFP? Tradition, family, property. This is an assault here. This is the federal government seeing if it can get away. It's using the corona hoax, the new normal. This is the global cabalists, Gates and company, pushing their stooges at the CDC and HHS to see if they can get away with taking people's property. People think that owning guns and the Second Amendment is the most important right and thing that people can do in America. And it is important, which is why every state constitution has a gun clause in it and a militia clause in it. Equally important, though, is private property. As a matter of fact, it's so important, God enshrined it in his law. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with those 10 commandments, what was one of them? Thou shalt not steal. What does thou shalt not steal then directly apply to? And what does it imply? It implies that there is a thing called property and it belongs to someone. And it is a mortal sin for you to take it from that someone. Go out and earn your own. So property is one of the bedrocks of civilization. No private property, you got a rotten civilization. And that's where they're gaming. Remember that the whole corona bug, corona hoax endeavor is an assault on Christianity. It's good versus evil. It's the same battle that's been going on for eons and since man fell in the garden. But it's a battle of good versus evil. And the demons know if you've got private property, well, then you can house. Just think of all the things that come from private property. Your right to privacy, right? Well, your right to privacy implies that you own something or a piece of land or whatever where you expect that privacy on, right? The Fourth and Fifth Amendments have private property written all over them. The Third Amendment that no one ever talks about. We don't use the Third Amendment very much anymore. What is it? The Third Amendment is the no quartering of troops, right? Why not? Well, because it's your house. That's why. The feds just can't come in and claim that it's theirs. As a matter of fact, this may be a Third Amendment case. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, operating under the U.S. Department of Health and Inhuman Disservices, has asserted jurisdiction over private residential leases nationwide. It intends to curtail evictions until at least the end of the year, and in fact, its new directive threatens federal criminal penalties against landlords who ignore tenant declarations made using CDC forms. Now, I keep asking this question. When did the CDC get elevated to become the American Oracle? Well, I'm doing things that do everything. I'm doing things because CDC said I should do. Were you obeying the CDC before? Were you carrying around a CDC handbook before? You know they have a pamphlet for flu season. Did you know that? It'll tell you to do all sorts of things. Wash your hands, keep distance from people that are sneezing and horking and hawking and coughing and what have you, hacking and coughing and wheezing. Did you obey? Did you look up and see what CDC rules were on casual public gatherings? Did you? Did you know that they have food safety rules? Did you know that? Did you know that that CDC recommends that you not eat beef unless it's cooked to 155 degrees? Did you know that? Better char, please. You're just making it up. Look it up. Medium well to well done is what they say you should eat beef at. So in other words, if you like rare steak, you've been disobeying the CDC. You people running around with figures, CDC said to do it. Okay, you're going to stop eating medium rare steaks, sweetheart? You're going to stop going to the Rusty Pelican down the road and ordering a hamburger mid-rare, are you? Because the CDC says you shouldn't eat anything unless it's well-cooked. Maggie was going to chime in with something. Well, you must have discovered a nugget. No?
I was going to say, by those standards, I should have been dead when I was 12 because I haven't eaten anything over rare since I was 12.
Maggie O'Connell is one of those, if you ever meet her, and you want to buy her steak dinner, she's one of those, just knock the hooves off and go, sss, sss, and then serve it to me.
It's like the guy from Yellowstone says, take it out the freezer, knock the hooves, go, sss, and done.
Stay in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. The poll says, me just char like steak tartare. Actually, there is an appetizer dish that they make at the restaurant that daughter number two used to work at Pardo's here locally that I always get because I love it. It's called carpaccia, steak carpaccia. And what carpaccia is, you take a fillet mignon about 2 inches thick and you freeze it. And when you're ready to serve it to a customer, you basically and then slice it really thin on a meat slicer. And then serve it with some capers and stuff. Look, it could crawl off the plate. It could have crawled off the plate 5 minutes ago, but you've got. My point being, the CDC has been making rules for us to live by for 30-some-odd years, and you didn't know it, and you never obeyed any of them. Why all of a sudden now? You know why? Because you're a COVID Karen loser sellout. That's why. You have the intellectual capacity of a ferret on two double cappuccinos. You don't read anything any longer. You read headlines. Your daily consumption of news consists of, did you see that? Did you see that meme? Has it come here? It's like the guys in Idiocracy. Everything wherever Not Sure goes in the movie Idiocracy, there's nothing written on signs. Everything is an icon. You push, no matter where you go, what you want to do, everything is communicated to you as an icon because that's all the idiots 500 years into the future can understand. Actually, it's not 500 years, it's today. Jeff Deist, again, on the CDC's America's New Landlord. Again, This was announced without congressional input or approval and purely by administrative decree. At least the eviction and mortgage moratoriums in the CARES Act, passed by Congress in March, were enacted by politicians who faced voters this fall. And while those earlier moratoriums may well be constitutionally suspect, too, they're not suspect. They're totally unconstitutional. At least in times of sanity, they were limited to federally backed rentals and mortgages. The CDC's new action is much broader, applying conceivably to all private residential leases across the United States. So you have the CDC then issuing its own rules now without any congressional input whatsoever. It sounds to me like a case where Don John of Manhattan, President Trump, ought to get a hold of this and ought to go, no, you need to repeal that rule. I'm ordering you to do it or I'll replace you. Because the CDC, like all other executive-driven agencies, reports to the executive branch at the end of the day.
This is a Crusade Channel News Alert, live from the Crusade Channel News Desk.
Mr. Barrett has a live news update. What's up?
Good morning, Crusaders. Coming from the Associated Press about 20 minutes ago, Facebook says it will restrict new political ads, and this is the key phrase right here, in the week before the U.S. presidential election and remove posts that convey misinformation. So this is pretty important for President Trump because one of his biggest areas that he uses political ads and stories that are shared is on Facebook. They actually tied it back, which is why Facebook was under constant scrutiny in the 2 years after the 2016 election. So Facebook has taken the steps to say in the week before November 3rd, they are going to restrict political ads. So Facebook, once again, stepping in and pretty much telling people what to do. Good old life model decoy Mark Zuckerberg is going to... they want to do this because they want to reduce the likelihood of a post-election civil unrest.
What? They're going to cause one.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's exactly the case, but...
See if I understand. Let me get this straight. So
yes.
So neither the Harris campaign or the Trump campaign can run ads on Pride Book from October the 28th or so until November the 4th.
That's what it's saying. The company is saying that it's going to restrict the new political ads in the week before and remove posts. Now, not only are they restricting ads, they're going to remove posts that convey misinformation about COVID-19 Wuhan voting.
By the way, okay, so if you don't know this, and I think Mr. Barrett has talked about this before. I haven't talked about it a lot, but I'll talk about it now. Pride Book employs this shadow agency or this shadow company, company that acts kind of like their Snopes. It's called PolitiFact. It is filled with Democrat liars, connivers, and left-wing lunatics. You try to run something that's pro-America, pro-truth, pro-God, anything through there, it's going to come back. That's not true. So PolitiFact will remove it. Mm-hmm. And that's who they will then defer to for a post that you may put up. And they say, this post contains inaccuracies and mistruths in it, so we have removed it to protect people. You know, this is scary stuff here, RB. It really is. You've now got major, even though these are private companies, well, they're disseminating public information. You can be private all you want. When you start disseminating and you're the gathering point or the collection point, for what ultimately becomes public information, and then you have a regulatory rule sitting on that. Dude, that's just got corruption written all over it.
Yeah, especially since Facebook is not upheld to any standards. It's whatever standards that Facebook feels is misinformation. You and I, Mike, have gotten tagged but with spreading quote-unquote misinformation multiple times just by showing or sharing our show titles. Or meme. A meme can get, quote-unquote, fact-checked.
Right, and so. PolitiFact, you have posted information that contains untruths and falsities and misleading information. Misleading information. You know, I see that Juliet Latendresa is in the chat room. She sent me a note last night, an email, and she's having a debate with some... former college, fellow students or whatever. Let's go with associates. And she's telling them the truth about the corona bug, right? And they're coming back like with the CDC report about the 6%. Well, that's not what. And they all come back and guess who they quote?
Yeah,
PolitiFact.
Yep, exactly.
Come back. PolitiFact has said that the CDC did not say what it said.
Nope.
So, Juliet, if you're in the chat room, if you're live, put that graphic in there that you sent to me. Show people what I'm talking about here. So you've got your useful idiots out there on social media going, yeah, well, I checked it with PolitiFact. Oh, did you check it with Snopes? Did you know that Snopes was founded by a husband and wife who were members of MoveOn.org? Did you know that? Did you know that the wife divorced the husband back in 2015 and there's a custody battle going on for who owns the Snopes title, and that the husband is a known supporter of the Obama-Biden ticket and he's now out there stumping for Biden? Did you know that? So why does anyone rely on Snopes? Who in the hell died and made Snopes king?
People who are too lazy to do the research themselves, Mike. These are the same people that'll cite Wikipedia as actual scholarly evidence. So it's just a continuation into idiocracy, the way that our attention span has shortened. Oh, well, is this true? Well, this little side post says it is. Okay. I'll go back to posting memes because the little side post said it's true or not true, and continuing to go on.
I checked my facts with PolitiFact. Oh, yep. Did you now?
Congratulations. I'm glad you took care of that.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is already going on Twitter. Twitter has some, Facebook has some nasty, nasty algorithms. Mm. And they're looking for things like the King Dude. Oh, don't pump me. Throttle that down. They're looking for things like Polly Answers, Miss Polly. Oh, throttle that down. They're looking for Patriot Nurse and things. You know, anyone that's on the wrong side of the fence, if you will, or the right side of truth. You know, they write these complex algorithms so that when you think you publish something on one of these services, they don't actually show up. And if they do show up, then most people will never see them. You don't even get the opportunity to choose whether or not you want to read something or listen to something or not, because it's not shown to you. So you're already in a censored environment, right? But Richard, they presented that this is a free speech mecca.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, that's the promise that social media was supposed to have. It was going to be the digital town square, where ideas were going to be shared and debated back and forth. The only problem is that the people who have the keys to the car don't agree with that principle at all. They'll be happy to take VC funding and all of these other things on that promise. Their mission statement has all these buzzwords about open and discussion and diversity and yada, 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 except, you know, diversity of thought, not allowed. Or diversity of whatever you want to say, of different opinions. It's the same thing as diversity of thought. It's just not allowed because it's become, because people have, like most other things, slowly over the past, I don't even know how long Facebook's been the thing, because it was MySpace before that. But we've just slowly given away that independence to have our local newspaper be our source of information or our local news. They've all been swallowed up by conglomerates and with cell phones and all these other things. We've just given ourselves over to this.
It's information overload. I will demonstrate to you the Twitter algorithm that suppresses everything that I do or the Crusade Channel does. So everyone that's in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, will you all, by affirmation, yes or no, would you agree that the daily memes on the corona hoax and the Biden candidacy and what have you here are some of the best, funniest, most hard-hitting memes that you see anywhere? You enjoy them. You share. You can't wait to share them with friends, family, et cetera, et cetera. Some of them are even so good that they ought to be published in publications that are circulated across the United States. For example, the Biden as Lenin one yesterday with "Burn It All Down." There are too many of them to meet. Mike Kay and Railroaded and Kunarian. You guys make some awesome memes. Well, Maggie O'Connell publishes all of them on the Crusade Channel Twitter feed. Okay, so good so far. Twitter says that the Crusade Channel has a little over 2,000 followers. It also says I have a little over 23,000 followers. And by the way, that number is like static. 1,000 people can follow me today and it still would be stuck at 23. So this morning, I did a little test. Let's take some of the best memes that we have. I'm going to tweet them out. And then I'm going to tweet them out with this caption. If we were not shadow banned, the Biden-Lenin poster would have 35,000 retweets. So for the 8 of you who can see it, enjoy and share. It might get to 100 by the end of the day. How many people have seen it? 15. 15 people have acknowledged they saw the Biden "Burn It Down" meme.
It's such a great one. I posted it on Facebook and everywhere else as well. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yep, nothing.
So don't tell me that they're not already doing this. Things are already... Mm-hmm. Now, they will let some things through for some people because they want to give the appearance. Well, look, real James Woods gets all his stuff seen. Well, you do that so that people go like, well, okay, so there's an exception to the rule. Or there's the rule. So I only mention that just to flesh out that the censorship algorithm is already in high gear, okay? Mm-hmm. It's already doing exactly what Barrett said. Face Pride Book says it's now going to officially do.
Now, they're just telling you about
it. If I were the Trump campaign, I'd issue an executive order or I'd sue him. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been working in broadcasting 28 years, and I can tell you that in the years that I worked in terrestrial radio broadcasting, and when I worked for Sirius XM, when they took political ads, and they did, that there's a rule. The FEC has a rule, and it's called a must-carry rule. Mm-hmm. So if Joe Biden comes to me I'm an FCC publicly licensed broadcasting entity, and they come to me and they say, I want to buy ads on the Mike Church Show, then the Patriot Channel or the radio station has to sell them to them. Now, on the other side of the coin, if the Trump campaign comes in and says, oh, you're running ads for Biden? You're taking Biden ads? Okay. We demand that you take our ads. And I have to run them. I don't have any choice.